Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Happy Tuesday to you. Really glad you're listening. Well, you may or may not know this, but your family, your marriage, your children, your grandchildren, they all have an enemy, and you may not realize it, but there's an invisible enemy who's hard at work planting seeds of discouragement, raising suspicion, and looking to wreak havoc on your home and on your life. Well, my guest today says we can arm ourselves against his attacks if we use the right weapons. We're talking today about spiritual warfare and the Word of God. I'm so excited to welcome Leanne McCoy back to the program. Her latest book is titled Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. We'll get her on in a moment. Want you to know, second hour, Jill Savage returns to the program to talk about the power of friendships, the importance of community among women, especially among moms. But guys, I'm going to figure out a way to get you into this conversation because it really does matter. Friendships matter. Community absolutely matters. Before we get Leon on the program, we have a couple quick announcements. Our fourth annual Faith Radio Writers Contest is in full swing. Would love to see you take part, especially if you have a dream of being published. We would love for you to take part. The information is on our homepage, on our website, myfaithradio.com. You've got about 19 days left to make your submission, right? And it can be fiction, nonfiction. The theme this year is redemption. The word count and all the submission guidelines are on our website. But the top handful of vote getters, guess what? You get to come into the studio and have a face-to-face luncheon meeting with some editors from Bethany House Publishers. This is a very big deal because if you want to be published and you send your idea into a publishing house, it will get in, land in a slosh pile that may never be seen, or if it is seen, it'll be a long, long, long time and a far chance of you getting published. What you always need to do is have a face-to-face with an editor so they can see your face, hear your passion, and if you can write and you've got a good idea, that raises your chances of being published significantly. So if you have a dream of being published, don't let fear get in the way. Check out our Faith Radio Writers Contest. We're taking submissions right now. Another important announcement is we're praying for 1 million people to gather together to pray for our nation. Would you be one of those people who commits? Maybe your life group can commit. Who knows? Maybe your whole church will commit, because we're wanting to see 1 million people gather together. Sunday, July 10th, Christians are gathering in their churches for a moment of focused prayer. And we're asking God, bring a revival to this land. This initiative is led by the National Association of Evangelicals. You can find more information and register yourself, your church, to participate at nae.net. All right, let me tell you about my first hour guest. We'll get her on the show. Leanne McCoy is a sought-after speaker and author of Spiritual Warfare for Women. She's a prayer minister at a large Southern Baptist church where her husband serves as pastor. She also leads Never Fail Faith Ministries, a community of believers who connect with one another for encouragement and growth. She lives with her family in Tennessee, and you can find her influencer page on our website at myfaithradio.com. Dear Leanne, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, Leanne, you've been on the show before, so you know this. We love to start out talking scripture, and you chose Matthew 12:20. Love this one. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out till he has brought justice through to victory. Powerful passage. Talk about that.
I love that verse, and in fact, it's one of my favorite pages in my book is my dedication page, because after 16 books, I finally decided to dedicate one of them to my husband.
Very good.
And in it, I said to him that basically I said, Tom, you were wise enough to know that having children might be harder than either of us could ever imagine. and you were patient enough to battle with me through infertility to conceive them.
Wow.
And through our experience being parents of our three children, two daughters and a son, we have clung tenaciously to Matthew 12, verse 20, because parenting is hard work, and Satan is ever so eager to attack our kids, especially when parents are people who stand on the front lines of God's church and the building of the body of Christ and that kind of thing. And so it's just comforting for me to know that in the lives of our children, it's God Himself who makes sure they are never broken. Even if they are bent, and even if we are bent out of shape in the battles we're fighting for them, we will never be broken because God is tender like that. And even if the flame of faith that we are diligent to pass on to our next generation and to pour into the lives of those that we love, even if that flame just burns down to a bare flicker, the Lord reassures us by saying that He will not snuff it out. And, of course, my favorite part is justice will come to victory. Victory belongs to us. And no matter how bad the circumstances are that we're facing today or how far away from the Lord our child might be, the Lord is saying to us, the victory is yours, and we will get there.
Indeed.
And honestly, Susie, that's been my experience through the writing of this book and the living it out, even right now.
And mine as well. My next book is on prayer as well. It comes out in August, and I write, too, about fighting for your family. And it's such a timely message, Leanne, because many godly parents did right and didn't get right, if you know what I mean. It's like there's no formula to this, and those who maybe followed some kind of formula that they think worked, it's not a formula and it doesn't work. And, you know,
no.
I mean, truly, we have to understand we've got a fierce foe in our each of us have a free will. Well, you wrote about when you went to this 80-year-old farmhouse to write your book, Spiritual Warfare for Women, and your life was drastically interrupted by a choice that your daughter made. You shared it in the book, wondering if you're okay with sharing it and what God taught you through that battle, through that part of the story.
Okay. Well, I share it really in more transparency and detail in my two previous books, Spiritual Warfare for Women and A Woman's Guide to Hearing God's Voice, because we were in such a difficult place with that same daughter in the writing of this book that I did not go there, you know, quite as transparently. However, my daughter, the story I share is that she had just graduated from high school, and the plan was I was going to the mountains to write my book, and she was supposed to get on the bus to go to youth camp. Instead, she moved out of our house into an apartment with her boyfriend, a boyfriend that we felt like was very toxic in their relationship. And that turned my world upside down. I felt like I was being hit from a side that I had never been hit from before. And through that, now it's taken me three books to deliver all that I've learned in that situation, but through that, I now stand in a place of redemption and restoration of all of the things that the enemy brought against us. God is genuinely transforming and turning to good. And I got two beautiful granddaughters in the mix.
Well, one thing I thought was so good and so interesting, Leanne, as you were saying in that war cry time when you're on your face before God saying, you know, a win to this war would be that my daughter would not get pregnant with this man
because
I don't want her connected with him. That's what a win would look like. We'll talk about how this story played out.
Okay, I will tell you about that. Well, yes, that was the first thing we did. We hit our knees, and my husband and I were like, there's no way we need to be linked in this relationship for the rest of our lives. I felt like her future died when she was making these decisions. And it wasn't but a month later that we found out that she was indeed pregnant. And at that time, I just thought that God had totally turned his back on me, that he wasn't listening to us when we prayed. And I even said to my husband, let's not pray in specifics anymore, because it seems to me that everything I'm praying against, the devil's getting ideas, and he's like jumping on that. And so I sat there for a little while, and thank goodness it takes a few months for babies to go from conception to being here and delivered into this world. And through that time, the Lord really continued to basically turn my face to Him and just say, trust me in this.
Wow.
And what I share in this book is that when little Misty came to us, the Lord had such an incredible gift that was very personal to me, not just in becoming a grandmother, and any grandma that's listening understands this. They all tried to tell me I didn't believe them, but they said, that baby will change your world in a good way. And I had a hard time believing that, but I certainly know it now. It doesn't matter how the babies come to us. They are a blessing. Every life is precious and a blessing. And what has been sweet is, with Misty's coming, I had several other ordeals to go through. One was fighting cancer. And the bond that this grandchild and I share is, well, I call her my best friend. She's the best friend I never knew that I needed. And she's the greatest, let's see, how do you say it? It was an answer to my prayer, but it wasn't the answer I wanted. And so I say she was really God's best idea that I begged Him not to give me.
Wow. And the picture, that darling little blondie, oh my goodness, the picture in your book. So you always see is Leanne's little slippered feet, because this is you in the hospital just coming out of surgery, and her at the edges of your feet. And I thought it was so interesting, because you said so much of the time we don't even have a clue about what we really need, and many of our prayers are out of kilter. Leanne, I feel like I wanted you to tell this story, and I wanted to get to this point for a reason, because oftentimes people throw the baby out with the bathwater. They create a scenario, and God, this is what the bullseye looks like, and if you don't hit it, as if He's bound by our, you know, demands anyway, but if you don't hit it, then prayer doesn't work. Well, you were saying a win in this war would be this daughter of mine would get pregnant, and then you look at the blessing of this little girl. I just want you to speak to this idea that most of the time we actually don't have a clue about what we need.
Well, that is so true. And what happens is we tend to paint. We have these incredible minds God gives us, and we use them to paint our picture of the future. And when we paint that, we begin to pray toward that end. And what happens when our lives are interrupted, or when I believe the devil is given, through the sovereignty of God, he's given permission or whatever to come at us, when that happens, if we have to have the picture we painted, our faith gets derailed. But if, and what happened to me was, I had God in a box, and in that box, my daughter was going to finish high school. She was going to go to college. She was going to meet a wonderful godly man down the road. She was going to have these kind of friends and this kind of life and this kind of setup before she had these kinds of children. And that was my picture, and that was my God in a box. When she made poor choices and the devil exploited some vulnerability in our world and went that way, then she busted that box wide open. And for many of my times in prayer, the Lord would challenge me with this question: Leanne, you believed that I was the God who could do that. Don't you believe that I'm a God who can do this? Because the this is different than that. And it's really a process of letting go of the parameters that we put God in, and even the parameters we put people in. In fact, that same daughter said to me the other day, she said, you know, Mama, I feel like I've just wasted 10 years of my life. And I said to her, no, honey, it's not a waste. If you have learned from it, and if your relationship with the Lord is richer because of it, it's an investment, not a waste.
Oh, that's so good. So how is she doing now?
She's doing great. She is doing great. We're going through a really hard time. The relationship turned out to be very bad and got worse. And so we're in the midst of that being severed and moving forward. But she's doing great. She lives in my home with me, with my two granddaughters.
Wow.
Yeah.
And God is knitting your hearts together and redeeming the story. I love it.
He really is.
Wow.
Even now.
Even now. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how you said that you tested some of the promises of Scripture as it relates to prayer and warfare, and you found them to be true. That just gives me the holy goosebumps. Talking to Leanne McCoy today, title of her book, Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. If you've got questions about spiritual warfare, give us a call. We've got 6 copies of this great book. This is really like a handbook for interceding, standing in the gap for your family. 877-933-2484 if you want to get in the drawing or want to email your questions. questions, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Put spiritual warfare in the subject line. Give me your mailing address. And if you have a question, comment, include it that way, too. More with Leanne McCoy when we come back. You know, sometimes you just got to listen to songs like that that remind you who our God is and how for us He is. Remember this, His promises are true and He will always make a way for us. But we do have a fierce enemy and he is set on our demise to steal, kill, and destroy. Putting our head in the sand in the war is not the answer. I'm really glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Talking to Leanne McCoy today. Title of her great new book, Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. We've got 6 copies. If you want to be part of the drawing or if you've got a question, first you can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. For the drawing, put Spiritual Warfare in the subject line. Include your comment and question, or you can call 877-933-2484. So before the break, you were talking, Leanne, really, with each of these books on warfare, you've walked through the fire. I mean, the enemy really pulled out the stops, and you had some health challenges, and enemy attacked your family. But you said that you tested the promises from Scripture as it relates to prayer and warfare, and you found them to be true. So powerful. Yes. Say more about that.
Yes, I will. One of the things that I have really realized is the power of God's Word. The devil has only one strategy, and that is deception. And this is where God's Word comes into play. Jesus taught us that His Word was truth. In fact, I give a resource online as a part of this book. I have a spiritual warfare toolkit online, and on that online toolkit, I actually give you 78 references to Jesus saying, "I tell you the truth." The truth is found in God's Word. Everything else can have shadows of truth or be very easily, we're so easily deceived. And you know, deception means that you don't even know you're not knowing the truth. You're tricked into believing something's true when it's not. And so truth is the main antidote for deception, which is where God's Word comes in. God's Word is living and active, Hebrews 4:12 tells us. God's Word is able to shed light, Psalm 119:105 tells us. God's Word is able to stand the test of time, Psalm 89:34 tells us. And I came across a saying in Africa that says, "Eyes in front, born to hunt. Eyes on the side, born to hide." And that basically means if an animal is out in the wild and his eyes are in the front of his face, he's a predator. He eats other animals, and he's always on the hunt. If his eyes are on the side, he is typically prey, and he's most likely a plant eater. His eyes are on the side so that he can be aware of his predators. And the predator's eyes are in the front so that they can find their prey. Well, the relationship I found with that in this thought of God's Scripture always being proven true. God, we can always bank on God's Word. We can cling to the truth no matter what. And what happens is the devil comes along and he tries to get us to doubt God's Word, to doubt God, to doubt His character, to doubt His Word. And if we'll take that Word and we'll say to the Lord, keep our eyes in the front, focused on Jesus, "Lord, I'm going to take you at your Word. I'm going to see this Word through no matter how long it takes." And what we need not to do is focus all around us on the circumstances that seem to negate the Word of God. Because anytime the circumstances stand contrary to God's truth, we must, even if we feel foolish, we must deny the temptation to believe the circumstances and instead stand with the Lord and stand with His Word. And my experience, Susie, has been that when we do that, now it's hard because that fruition of God's Word may take us places we never thought we would go. But if we'll cling to the Lord, He will bring us to the place where we see the realization, the truth, the fact that God never breaks a promise acted out in our lives.
And can I get an amen? I mean, that
amen.
Is that was fantastic, and it's so absolutely true. I'm sure you've heard this before, Leanne, because you've not shied back. You've stepped up. Even when your kids heard you're writing another book on warfare, they're like, really? Why?
Yes,
because
yes,
it's putting you in the fray. And I've heard this from women as well, saying, when I look at your life, it makes me want to shrink back from the battle line because some of the things you endure. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When you step up and step into the game, the enemy will step up his attacks. But on the other hand, if you don't step up, the enemy will find a different way to mess with you. Maybe he gives you a spirit of apathy, mm-hmm. and you end up living mm-hmm. this benign and insignificant life that you'd greatly regret later. So I want you to talk about that juxtaposition, because I know some people think, mm-hmm. I don't want to be on the fray because I don't want to deal with what you and Leanne have dealt with. But,
right. But, and they'll even say to me, you know, Leanne, I bought your book, but I'm still afraid to read it because I read the introduction and I don't want to go there.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But the truth of the matter is, one way or the other, the enemy's going to find a way to mess with us, and mm-hmm. we better be armed and ready. So say more about that.
Well, here you go. And honestly, I'm very honest about that. I was like, are you out of your mind? In fact, my editor at Bethany House said, are you sure you're ready for this? You know, and I said, well, you know what? It's like, well, you know this, Susie, as a writer, you don't get to choose the personality of the baby you birth. It's like there's this baby in you and it has to be birthed. That's the way I've described this gift God's given me to write. And so that was, but it also is, I'm so passionate that we will realize that we were created to be warriors, and there's absolutely nothing that the enemy can bring against us that can overwhelm the God who is in us. And here's where I'm more confident today than I was even when Spiritual Warfare for Women first came out in 2011. I'm so much more confident because I've been in the trenches. Yeah. I've gotten messy. I've gotten dirty. I've been in those dark nights where I'm like, Lord, come through for me. I have wrestled with Jacob and God, you know, in besides those creek beds. And God has come through for me. But not only has he come through for me in taking care of what I thought the devil was stealing and destroying in my life, God has not only brought that back, but he has also trained me and brought me to new depths of understanding of his wisdom and his love and his power. Susie, he's stripped away from me those pharisaical tendencies that I had because I grew up in the church where I put even people in a box. And I wouldn't confess this, but I discovered that I found out, well, if a person does this, 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 and this, then they are a person I can trust. But I've learned to let that strip away and realize there's not, I was even taught there's saved people and there are lost people in the world today. Well, there are those who know Jesus and there are those who don't. But I don't think the Lord means for us to categorize one another. He just says there are people in the world today. There are those who are all on different paths of a journey, and it's our goal to help them take the next step toward Jesus, no matter who they are. And I don't know, it's just that's such a piece of what the Lord has taught me, is just to go rub elbows and let life get messy and trust God, because God, the rich reward, and I wrote this sentence in Spiritual Warfare for Women, every attack from the enemy brings with it a divine invitation from the hand and the heart of God to know by experience what love, and I capitalize love as a person, what love does. You see, every time the enemy attacks us, we have the opportunity to say, okay, here's what it is. Lord, show me what you want to do with this. Show me how you want me to posture myself in this. Begin to demonstrate your power and your love on the platform of my life as I walk through this ordeal faithfully. And God is faithful to do that.
Indeed. He is talking to Leanne McCoy. More with her in a moment. Here's my email, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Spiritual Warfare. Write it in the subject line. Give me your mailing address. You'll get in the drawing. 6 copies. I can't wait to get this book in your hands. Great conversation. More with Leanne in a moment. What's true? We are in a war. And here's what's also true. The devil and God aren't equal opposing forces. Overwhelming victory belongs to us because we belong to Jesus. And Jesus is our King. He is the God of all gods, general of all generals, and he's equipped us to win. But we are in a battle, and we've got to face it. Talking to Leanne McCoy today, title of her book, Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. Fantastic book. Here's what she writes. Spiritual warfare is the ongoing resistance that Satan launches against God by exerting his arrogant desire to be God. It's real. It's vicious, violent, vile, and brutal until you discover what a warrior you are. The war began in the heavenlies and will end there as well. But it's fought mostly on the earth today, and your family is smack dab in the middle of the battle. Leanne, say more.
Well, I do ask the question, why are our families so critical to the battle? And here's the reason. If you think about it, biblical truth is so linked to the social relationship of families. We talk about God being our Father. Jesus is the Son of God. We see that families were really the institution that God put in place for the building of society. And throughout Scripture, we hear promises about children returning to their fathers and the father's hearts returning to their children. And so, of course, Satan would want to attack our families so that he can put all kinds of blasphemy on the whole concept and the picture of family and what family ought to be. Not only that, but we call the church the family of God. And so he can totally destroy all of those pictures. But beyond that, it gets even more personal, especially I think for parents and husbands and wives. But what relationships affect our hearts more than those that we have with our family members, mm-hmm. those closest to us? And so what can distract us and discourage us and shame us and render us impotent, really, in kingdom development or even in stretching our wings and giving the world what unique gift the Lord's given us to give than to destroy these relationships or disrupt these relationships with those whom we love in our families?
Indeed, so true. We've got some calls coming in, but I want to ask you a question just to be thinking about. I want to know how okay. you're different now that you've walked through some of the stuff you've walked through. You touched on it before the break. Yeah. You know, as you're talking, Leanne, I'm reminded just of my last chapter of my book, because when I was writing this prayer book, mm-hmm. I will tell you all hell broke loose in our family as well. But by the time I got mm-hmm. to the end of the book, I was rising up saying, I am not the woman that I used to be, and I have yeah. a firmer grasp on his promises. I hear that from you as well and want to just hear yeah. more, just to encourage the person who's in the thick of the battle. But also, we want to open the phone lines to encourage you today. If you've got questions about warfare, if we can stand with you, I'd love to do that. 877-933-2484. Jennifer's checking in. Hey, Jennifer, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. How can we help you today? You okay? Are you there? I think I'm going to have her call back because we can't hear her, Grace. Okay. But why don't you go ahead and answer that question, what's changed in you? I mean, this, when you're thinking about the battle that you went through in your family, who would want to endure that? But you've been raised up, and that battle, I think, has served you well. So speak to that if you would.
Well, it certainly has. One is I'm more in love with the Lord than I ever was before. And that love is something that is solidified in my heart. It is rock solid. I changed the whole name of my ministry platform from Pray All the Way to Never Fail Faith. The faith that has been created in me is the kind that will not fail. And I'm also incredibly confident that every believer can grow to this place and have this kind of confidence in the Lord. I have, honestly, Susie, there's a bigger and bigger part of me that is rooting itself in eternity rather than in the here and now. I'm learning and growing my roots into my forever home, I think the place Jesus calls his kingdom, more so than being in the what is temporary and what is always and ever changing. Goodness, I could go on and on. I mentioned before how I've let walls come down between me and people that before I might have categorized, you know, and now you love God, you love people, and you trust God and watch him work in your life and in the lives of those that you bump into.
I just love you. Okay, Jennifer's checking in. We're going to see if we can get her on now.
Okay.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good, there we are. How can we stand with you today?
I would just like you to pray for my husband, who about 2.5 years ago was injured on the job. He's had 5 surgeries, and during this time, severe depression, less of a man. His parents are ill. We're caregiving for them, and our relationship, we very much grew apart, and we're just starting over again, being more intentional to our relationship as husband and wife, and we just feel like we're being attacked and just overwhelmed with life's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, I pray all the time for him. I'm on my knees, and just nothing seems to be getting better. And
well, let's pause here, Jennifer. I want, for one thing, we'll make sure you get a copy of Leanne's book. But Jennifer, I think Leanne would love to just speak to you. Leanne, what do you have to say?
Yes, I would. One of the things I want to encourage you to do, Jennifer, is take all of those things that are happening in your life that are piling up and separate them, even if you have to put them on a piece of paper, and do not let them connect. Like, just put one over here and one over here and one over here, and put circles around each of those separate things that seem to be piling up. And then make a declaration over that. Say, God will give me victory over this, and identify that. And what I want to encourage you to do in your quiet time is go to Ephesians chapter 1 and read that passage, maybe just that whole chapter, over and over until you can get in your mind the incredible blessings that you've been given. You are God's favorite. You are privy to his secrets. You are, it's just a way to get you to back to understanding that he has not let you down. He's aware of where you are, and he is more than able to handle this no matter what is going on around you. That would just be an initial first step. And I'm excited you'll get the book, because you'll be able to have even more practical tips like that to do. But then I want to encourage you with this, and Susie, we pray, right? We can pray with Jennifer for this. Because what I want to encourage you with is with this thought. The only time that the enemy, our enemy, is completely defenseless and has no power at all, in fact has to scatter, is when we are praying. So he will do everything within his power to keep us from praying, believing, to keep us from believing when we pray, or to keep us from praying. And so as you begin to claim those specific promises God's given you in his word, and you take God at his word, and you declare that as you're praying, when you're praying, he cannot attack. And eventually you'll begin to feel that in your heart. The other thing is, I do have a practical tool that I'll be putting online quickly, and it is a guide for couples to pray together. I can't tell you how many husbands and wives we've seen win incredible victory by just making a commitment to pray together. 3 sentences. We've given this prayer guide. We'll just tell you how to pray together for 6 weeks. Very simple, written right out, but just the fact that you hold your hands and bow your heads and do it together will bring victory into your marriage.
Hmm. So, Leanne, would you pray for Jennifer, please?
Yes, I will. Father, we just thank you for this marriage that you have ordained to be one that you can demonstrate your power and your love in. And God, I just lift Jennifer up to you, and I ask that you would encourage her heart. Lord, that you would renew her confidence that you are a God who hears and answers us when we pray. God, I pray that she would be refreshed by seeing a specific answer to a specific prayer. And, Lord, I'm asking that you would do the remarkable in her marriage. Lord, you would do the miraculous in her home. And, God, that you would bring victory to this place. Lord, I thank you for the day that Jennifer will be calling back to let us know how amazing you are and how able you are to take that which we've committed to you and do the work only you can do in it. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Jennifer, we will look forward to that call. And you can know, as Leanne said, that God is working. He is working in ways you cannot see. I've been in that storm. Leanne's been in that storm. And when you get to the other side, you realize in places where he seemed silent, he was actually most active. So we look forward to that testimony when you come through the other side of this thing, hon. Thank you for calling.
Yep, I can't wait. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you. Bless you, dear one. So this dear listener, John, says, I'm an avid listener to Live the Promise. I wanted to voice my support for Leanne on today's broadcast. I'm a stepfather to two boys. Because I know Jesus, I've been able to overcome and face down the demons of homosexuality, alcoholism, and drug addiction that these boys, their biological fathers, were defeated by. So he's standing in the gap where these boys' fathers maybe fell down. We have a house built by love, and now my son's friends from other broken families come over, sometimes even live with us. It's so sad that so few of their peers have intact families. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Wow. Thanks for that. Wow.
Amen to that. Mm. And Susie, in my book at the back, I do actually address common issues that families face, and we deal with things like homosexuality and cutting and anxiety disorders and premarital sex and all those things that come against our children. And what I've given in that section of my book is a very practical, here's what these situations are, here's some action steps you can take right now, here's some scripture you can claim and a prayer that you can be praying. And I've added even more of those online at the Spiritual Warfare Toolkit, and their link to get to that is in the book. They can reach that as well.
Fantastic. One thing you say in the book, Leanne, is that we worship what we fear. Unpack that a bit more, if you would.
We do, and that was a challenging statement made to me by Dr. Neil Anderson, who leads the Freedom in Christ ministry and is the author of The Bondage Breaker. He said that to me one day, and I got to thinking, you know what, I think that's so, because when we tend to serve somewhat in the way that we respond to that fear. We allow it to stifle us or to stop us or to direct our behavior in some way. And when Dr. Anderson said that in a conversation we were having, he said, doesn't it maybe even, don't some Christians fear the devil more than they fear the Lord? And that was the convicting statement he made that allowed me to take that little trembling step toward my Goliath, which was to begin to write these books on spiritual warfare. Because I thought, you know, we do that. But here's what I'm discovering. Where am I 6 years into this public platform of spiritual warfare? I am discovering that, yes, Satan is real. Yes, he is a formidable foe. But I especially unpack this in spiritual warfare for your family. He absolutely pales in comparison to the power of God. And God has defeated Satan soundly, and he has shown us through the life of Jesus how we too can exercise his power and his authority over the devil. And so there's really nothing to fear. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have difficult times in life. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have times when our faith is stretched. None of that. It just means that if we will press into the Lord, if we'll take him at his word, if we'll hold tight and let him have his way in us, then we will always come out on top, and indeed, Satan will always be defeated.
Indeed, indeed. When we come back, we're going to talk about his enemy's best weapon is deceit. He loves to spin. He loves to twist things. His ability to deceive us is significant unless we know the word, unless we discern God's voice in our lives. We'll talk about that on the other side. Keep those emails coming. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Title of Leanne's book is Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. Put spiritual warfare in the subject line. Give me your mailing address. She'll go in a drawing. 6 of you will win a copy of the book. You can also call if you got a question, 877-93-FAITH, and we will be back in a moment. love that song, and I love this book. We're talking to Leanne McCoy today about her book, Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. And she writes, while spiritual warfare is the struggle between God and Satan, it isn't a desperate struggle between two equal but opposing forces. There's never a moment in time when God is concerned that Satan might defeat him, that he might get the upper hand, or that Satan might topple God from his throne. God is the creator of the universe. Satan is a created being. You want to get a copy, get in on the drawing, email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. So what are some common myths that we believe about warfare, and maybe common mistakes we make when engaging in our prayer life and in this war that we are a part of?
Well, I believe that some of the myths are that it's a battle that we cannot win, and that somehow Satan has this incredible power that's going to trip us up in the dark. I think that another thing, and I actually mentioned this online, you can go into, you know, how to defeat the devil, and they'll come up with all kinds of, you know, things you should quote and oils that you should anoint things with and all that. And I'm not against all of that. Those are good, perhaps, practices to go through. I've been a part of homes that we've, you know, prayed over and anointed. But the power is in God himself and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I think what we don't understand in our lives is the fact that we are not walking around looking for the presence of God. God himself dwells in us. And that's a heady concept. But the fact that the mind of Christ is attainable, I believe, is something that the devil doesn't want us to know.
Indeed.
But we literally can know the mind of Christ because he brought it with him when he came to live in our hearts.
Oh, I love that. You know, let's talk for a moment about the enemy's ability to spin and twist. My hubby and I were just talking about this the other day, that he gets in between communication and he twists meanings and intentions and words. Mm-hmm. And then all he has to do is sit back and he watches us react in ways that are beneath us. We read between the lines. We read into situations that make us anxious. And then we react out of fear or angst. Talk about that and how we can maybe avoid some of those traps.
Okay. Well, he does do that, and he also knows our vulnerabilities. He studies, you know, and in fact, I had my daughter was sharing with me. She said, you know, Mom, when you were pregnant with me, you had the thought that what would you do if one of your teenage daughter became pregnant? Like that, I really did have that thought. The day I had the ultrasound and found out I was having a baby girl, I was like, oh, my goodness, what will I do? And she said, and then, you know, it happened. Now, this is the daughter that it happened with, you know. She said, I think that the devil takes advantage of the little subtle fears that we might have, you know, if you express those. And I'm like, yes, he does. He's always paying attention and being aware of where we have vulnerabilities, where we tend to doubt, which relationships can just kind of get at us just right, and that's what he does. But there are things that we can do. There are things we can do to actually develop the discipline of heading the devil's deception off at the pass. One of those, and it's a shift of a mindset. One is choose to live a life of resistance. Understand that the scripture says that when you follow Jesus, the world is going to hate you. So stop thinking that you're doing it wrong just because you're encountering troubles. Just accept that you are going to live a life of resistance because of the team that you joined. And another step is just to look for God when those difficult times come along. Search for God in the dark places. Instead of just my go-to action when things really got bad was, what I wanted to do was get out of the dark place. I'm like, Lord, get me out of here. This is hard. I can't stand this. I don't like my faith being shaken. I don't like, and I could go on and on about the specific things that were going on that were happening. But instead of trying to get away from the pain, let the pain do its work. Put your hand in the hand of the Lord and look for what he has for you to learn when you're in those difficult places. Because what the devil does, he'll camp out in the difficult places and say, well, God must not really care. He doesn't really love you. Those are two of my five steps of what we can do when we're being deceived, in ways that we can train our brains literally to have the mind of Christ.
Oh, so good. I've got so many more questions. I hope you'll come back again. We've got a couple minutes before we pray here. But you talk about sometimes our battles are lost because we unknowingly erect high places in our lives. Unpack that one, if you would.
Woo, Susie, I don't know if I can do that.
I believe you can.
But let me see if I can put the short of it. In that chapter, I really talk about how I didn't know it, but I had made a high place out of the very thing that I was praying so fervently about. And in my situation, it was my daughter. And this gift that the Lord had given me, I had been praying for her and been so emotionally attached to what was going on with her that it genuinely had come between my emotional attachment to the Lord and my confidence in Him, because I was letting whatever was going on in her life and whatever was happening there literally rule me emotionally and rule my faith. I was letting that dictate what I thought about God. And the Lord graciously challenged me by saying, Leanne, there can be no other gods before me. And when you make a high place, even out of your prayer burden or that your marriage or your child or your husband or your mother or whomever that is, when you allow that to be a high place, you then have allowed, and you don't even know it, but you've let the devil come in and dance in your mind, weaving all kinds of deceptions around that. And when you give it up, and I actually give you a prayer of relinquishment that was Richard Foster's prayer of relinquishment in my book, I tell you this prayer of relinquishment, that if you can pray this prayer and give that whatever it is to the Lord, then all, it's like your world just comes back into the right order again, and you're in rhythm with the Lord, and He begins to pour out the victory in that circumstance or in that person's life and in your relationship with them.
Fantastic. And you did that in 2 minutes, Leanne. We still got we got a minute and a half to spare. So one last question then. Do you see a difference between spiritual attacks and everyday sin patterns, or are they just always intricately and connected?
Okay, that's a good question. I do believe that some things are violent attacks, you know, that the demons are there and they're looking for a way to attack. And those usually are attached to something big going on in the kingdom. For instance, years ago, I would talk about how hard Sunday mornings were in my home. I'm married to a pastor, and so Sunday mornings were a key day in the life of our church family and our ministry. And so that I call a spiritual attack, because it's closely connected to a kingdom advance. Now, ongoing sin patterns, I believe, also have their roots all in the fleshy parts of our lives, and the demons, you know, the prince of this present darkness is the ruler over all of that. But I believe those things are habits and flesh desires and things that actually the Lord allows us sometimes to have crises so that we have opportunity to crucify some of that.
Those are such access points for the enemy, and he's a legalist, and we do need to deal with him, because he'll stomp on that ground and walk through any doorway we give him. This has been fantastic, Leanne, and getting a lot of response via email. I hope you'll come back next month and pick up the conversation where we left off. But I'm wondering if you pray for that person who's right now just been covering their head, hunkering down, hoping they can hang on, and they sense as they listen to you talk, God's calling them to rise up and use the armor that he's given them. Would you pray for that person?
I will be glad to. And, Susie, can I share with them how they can get online to me? Will you be sharing that? Can I share that with them?
No, go ahead. Go do that real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Just LeanneMcCoy.com/book launch. That's the quickest way to get into this community where we can continue this. Okay. LeanneMcCoy.com/book launch. And let me pray. Father, I right now am just praying for that weary warrior who hasn't even realized how powerful he is or how powerful she is. Lord, I am asking that you would just blow the power of your Spirit into that mind and their hearts. Lord, that you would encourage them enough to know there is not only hope, but there is guarantee that victory belongs to them. God, we just claim in Jesus' name, our children, our marriages, our spouses, our parents, our loved ones, God, in Jesus' name, that their lives would be set aside to be fulfilling the good works you ordained before the creation of the world for them to do. God, let our families become beacons of light into this dark world to shine the truth of who you are and what you're capable of doing. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Title of the book, Spiritual Warfare for Your Family. Leanne McCoy was my guest. Leanne, God bless you.
Thank you, Susie.
Until next time, Hour 2 is coming up next.